Blog Talk Radio.
While I was sleeping, Lord, you were working on the mess I made like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy, you call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
To you, Ivor, and to all your wonderful listeners around the world. It's a pleasant day in my neck of the woods, and I hope it is the same wherever you are. Let me begin by asking God's presence in the house this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you. We thank you for this wonderful opportunity that you have afforded us to have yet another show. Pray we'll let it continue without any interruptions whatsoever, Lord. We pray for the ones who made it possible, Ivor and all the crew who are made possible each and every week to provide you with this platform to hear the words of the Lord. We therefore ask your blessings and prayers for the ones who are struggling with ill health, namely David Christian, Eugene Francis, Dr. Leroy Lashley, and his dear daughter Lisa. We also pray for our dear sister Bobsy Nisbet and her daughter Mertrice, Connie Whitley, Elimat, Everett Carter, Oliver Solomon, Elkamita Willett, Wentworth, Gabriel, Telbert, and Joanne Francis, my sibling-in-law. We pray for Dennis Kelman, also Joseph Gunshop, Mona Daniel, Fillmore Hallpike, Earl Stevens, and Dr. Roger Brown, Lord. We ask your blessings also on Brother Linford McKenzie and Dawn Simon, Lord. We pray for them all. And we pray especially for the ones who have not expressed their concerns, Lord, because you know there may be many out there who are struggling with ill health, Lord. We ask that you touch them, heal them from the bottom of their feet to the top of their head. Pray for everyone who is participating this evening. And pray for the ones who are this morning as well. We thank you for the opportunity, and we praise you for all you have done. And we want to worship you and thank you for this grateful opportunity. In your presence name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We want to thank you for that. Again, we want to thank you for that. We're going to have Sister Bob is going to avoid here at this time.
Good morning to all the listening audiences. Good morning to everybody. We just want to go ahead and give our Father praise and thanks and glory for a wonderful new day, for granting us this life. He has been so good to us in every way. And Father, as we just bow before you this morning, to you be all the glory and praise. Grateful, loving Heavenly Father, thank you for this breath that we are breathing. Thank you, O God, for your forgiveness, dear God. You spoke it, O God, and it was done, mighty God and O Heavenly Father. Lord, you commanded it, and it stood still. An entire and perfect world was created, O God. Then the Godhead, you, Lord, you decided to make man in your own image and after your likeness. Lord, you created us, dear God, to have a relationship with you, and we give you praise and thanks for that. Lord, you are, O God, you are our Father. You are everything. Lord, what an honor, O God, to call you Father. Thank you, Lord. All the hallelujahs, O God, it belongs to you and you alone. Lord, you are really amazing to us. We thank you for your love and the plan of salvation set in place. Lord Jesus, we thank you, O God, for even drinking that bitter cup for us, O God, for sacrificing your life so that your life, O God, can give us eternal life, dear God. Thank you, O God, for this morning as the year draws to a close. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done for us. As we go through November, help us to be exempt from all illnesses and diseases, O God. All poverty, stress, sadness, O God, harm and danger. Lord, we even pray, O God, for our sister this morning, dear God. As she's not feeling well, we commit her into your hands. We thank you, oh God, and we pray that you would put your healing hand upon her, oh God. Lord, this morning, dear God, we pray that you would bless our country and grant wisdom to our leaders, oh God. Grant us, oh God, the privilege, oh Father, to share Christ. So thank you in advance, oh God, for your provision. Lord, for your protection, for your perseverance, and for your presence. Lord Jesus, may you continue to surround us, oh God, as we go. Lord, we pray for many blessings and miracles, dear God, Father. And Lord Jesus, this day, dear Father, we pray that you help us, dear God, to have a fantastic and safe day and week. And we ask all these things in your holy, precious name this morning. Amen and amen.
Oh, thank you for that, Sister Fabs. Filling in the void there, he said, for those who are listening up, we hope that you're in good stead. And if you're not feeling too well, we hope we're going to bring some warmth, some sort of happiness into your life, especially for this 3 hours. And after that, may the rest of the day be the best of your day. But of course, you're in tune with the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, and we're going to be here to keep you company. We ask you to spread the word. You can always get in on 563-999-3693, and you push the 1, and of course, we will hear you. It becomes audible. We just ask that you be respectful of yourself and others, and with that, let's go ahead and say, for the first hour, of course, we're going to get into our inspirational portion this morning. And that usually comes by way of something gospel or something soft, something to inspire you. Of course, at the bottom of the hour, we will have an inspirational portion, and we'll try to fill the big shoes of Sister Kathleen this morning with at the bottom of the hour, that's at 9:30. And, of course, we'll head on out of this section with a prayer. At 10 o'clock, sports come your way. And we're going to have Brother David. He's going to come our way. Tell us what's taking place, especially in the World Cup and the Super 50 down there in the Caribbean. Of course, football is American football, that is. It's on its way. So we sure will be hearing something of that sort. Well, we're going to have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date, and that come to you compliment my ruby son, that is Mr. Aldo Watson, Cardinal, on his way in, would bring that to you, because he normally says hi and hello to his special fans. There were many fans, but there were some special ones he would always say hi and hello to, because, as Leon says, there's no sweeter sounding name than when you hear it on the radio. Of course, we're going to have take care of the Antigua Care. I think we would have been representing for quite a while, and we will see what we can do. Dennis normally take care of the Antigua Care. That's at 10:45 with the world. Well, we expect to hear from Cardinal with a commentary. And I sure it's going to be along the lines of the bombardment of Gaza by the Israelis, because we all are humans and we have to look at life as it is precious to everyone. But you too can be a part of this conversation, like I said, and you can bring your own topic or you can join what conversation we're having. So we go until high noon today, 12 o'clock. But let me remind you that we're going to have an additional hour from 2 o'clock tomorrow morning. We're going to roll back the clock 1 hour. They took it away from us earlier in the year in April. Now they're giving it back to us. But nonetheless, 9:14, we are going to head on out and probably we'll do it the Caribbean way this morning. Sister Kathleen, we know you have roots in the Caribbean also. You're up, you're listening, and I hope you do enjoy something here from the Caribbean. Let's go ahead and lean on the Lord.
This is for the little child without a father. for that man that doesn't have a place to stay, for that little boy living with hate. This is my story. There's a man standing on the corner. He has no home, he has no food, and his blue skies are gone. Can you hear him crying? Oh Lord, there's a girl searching for a father and a friend, praying that the storm will someday end. But instead of walking away, open up your heart and say, I am here. You don't have to worry, I can see your tears. I'll be there in a hurry when you call. Friends are there to catch you when you fall. He's my shoulder, you can lean on me. There's a child who is sick and begging to be free, but there is no cure for his disease. He looked up to his mother as she holds his hand, praying that someday the sun will shine again and the pain will end. I am here. You don't have to worry, I can see your tears. I'll be there in a hurry when you call. Friends are there to catch you when you fall. Here's my shoulder, you can lean on me. Tell me, how can I love Jesus when I never seen his face? Yet if I see you dying, I wouldn't turn and walk away. So hold my hand and let me take you to a friend of mine who is waiting just to ease your troubled mind. He loves you more than you'll ever know. Instead of walking away, open up your heart and say, there's a man standing on the corner. He has no home, he has no food, and his blue skies are gone. Can you hear him crying? Oh Lord, I am here. You don't have to worry, I can see your tears. I'll be there in a hurry when you call. Friends are there to catch you when you fall.
Well, there you go, George Nook, starting us off there this morning. So let's go across the bridge.
I am
Lord, we are down at the bottom of the hour, and I'm going to try to fill some big shoes here this morning. Once again, I want to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Wherever you are, this is your Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. I'm your host, and I will be here until high noon. But we are into the inspirational hour, and with that, at the bottom of the hour, we usually bring something to inspire you. So let's see if I can do justice to that. Because as you know, as we think about the time when you were highly distracted, but it's unlikely you were able to hear God at all. In situations like that, the Lord sometimes chooses to speak to unusual circumstances. So with that, I'm going to urge you, keep smiling, because life is such a beautiful thing. And there's so much to smile about. Even in the midst of a lot of wars and tribulations and trials, there's still so much to smile about. And after all, it's still a wonderful world in which to live. We do know that sometimes the sweetest time of the day is when you pray. Nothing beats prayer. We know when you pray, the blessing comes down. As they say, prayer goes up, the blessing comes down. Because as you pray, because you're talking to the one who loves you the most. Who loves you the most? God. Believe it or not, God loves you the most. I think it's time for us to pray for inner strength for us. We usually try to do things on our own. And for some good old strange reason, we all oftentimes think we can do things on our own. But believe it or not, there's a higher being. We know that person to be God. So maybe we can just write a little letter to God. Dear God, please give the strength to endure this situation and to find the blessings and lessons that it contains. Those leaders, the strength to govern and direct the path of its people that they've chosen or they elected to govern. Please give me the endurance to continue ahead. Well, we want you to give them that endurance as well. And to guide their thoughts, the words, and the actions so that when they walk your path of peace and love, that is the only way that we will have some salvation. Well, like I said, we're just trying to bring you something to inspire you at the bottom of the hand. We're missing Kathleen today. She's listening up and otherwise engaged. She says she would not miss this section for the world, even though she's not audible. She's in with us. So once again, I want to say good morning. And we go at the top of the hour for the inspirational portion. So do stick and stay with us. Doing it the Caribbean way so far. Would you ever go old? Never. Never ever. ever, ever. And you know who Babyface from the time of her birth? None other than Miss Myrtice Nisbet over there in New York. And she's here to tell us what's happening over there in the great city of New York. It is so big they had to name it twice. New York, New York. And of course, we want to hear about Mama Babsy and the weather. Good morning, Myrtice. How are you?
Good morning, Iva. I'm doing okay. Thank you. Good morning to the panelists, fans, and many friends around the world. A blessing to you all this morning. Well, it's about 50 degrees here in New York City, and the sun is peeping out. It's a beautiful day. No rain this weekend. Thank you, Jehovah. Yeah. Not that I'm not wanting the rain, but we had rain every single weekend since the beginning of October, something like that. So today's our first day in a long while without rain. So we can go out and do anything we want to do today, the umbrella. So that's a good thing.
That's very uplifting, Myrtice. That's very uplifting. You're lifting the spirits of others. That's good.
Yes. Uplifting for each and every one of us here. Yes, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
So, doing okay. Mother Babs is still the same. You know, her spirit is much brighter, though. But the walking is not that good. We had a therapy yesterday. That went well. So we give thanks for every little step that's taken in a positive way. So. About
okay.
Her.
Well, very good. Glad that you, of course, grace us with your presence as usual. And don't forget, I am going to give you an extra hour tomorrow morning, so you can go ahead and thank
me. Yep.
Okay.
Much needed.
Well, you know the saying, no matter how educated or talented, rich or cool you believe you are, it is how you treat people ultimately that tells it all.
Yeah.
Integrity is everything. So we treat people here with love and with respect. So we're into the spiritual hour. And again, we want to say good morning to each and everyone. You can feel free to maybe even to send a request if you have to. 563-999-3693. But I try to do my best to bring you some selections that would soothe the soul. How about if we lift Lord's name on high?
Father God, I just want to thank you for this chain link of love. Brother JP, testify.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises.
Today is your day. Today is your day. Today is your day. Get ready, get ready, get ready. You're next in line for a miracle. Recall a miracle. The Holy Ghost has said it's your miracle. You're next in line. I don't care what the devil told you. You're next in line. You've been listening to them, have had you bringing up the rear long enough, but you're left in line for me.
Space while I muted myself. for the Lord is my strength and my shield, my heart trusts in you. And you help me, my heart leaps for joy. With my song, I will forever praise you. So that's a wow. Getting up to the top of the hour. Can we have another wow? Yes, we can. Always would hear this one on the way out. Yes, The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us, give us peace this day and forevermore. I hope you have enjoyed the election played. And we're going to wish everyone else that they will have better moments of the day. But for those who are sticking and staying with us, still have sports. We have other sections and segments that I sure hope you would enjoy. Let's go on out with the FBA. We can't help me without them.
About my Jesus, do you feel that empty feeling? 'Cause shame's done all it's stealing, and you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus.
He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can't save.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But folks, Israel. We're going to be ending our inspirational portion this morning. I truly, truly, truly hope you have enjoyed this segment. And with that, we are going to be into sports. We have David standing by. I think we do.
Jump up, people, are you ready? Windies in the land, just put up your hand. It's time to party. Sling up your hand, them jump to your feet. Yo. The party make the vibes complete. Yo. Caribbean, so we dance in the tea. Pakistan, wave your hand. Make me see you every woman and man. Jump up, jump up, jump up. Everybody make me see you. Wake up,
wake up, wake up, wake up.
We are party from the daylight.
Wake up, wake up. Well, everybody, wake up, because they would say we are the West Indies. Good morning, Your Majesty. And how are thou?
Good morning, Your Royal Highness. I'm good. I'm very, very good. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Iva. Good morning. First of all,
is yours?
Lynette, Barbara, Marjorie, Sedana. And I would like to say special good morning to Barbara, you know, hoping that she's keeping warm up there. And she can blame that weather on Ivor and his buddy, Hardly, for the type of weather. So I'm hoping she's keeping very, very warm and put Ivor out into the doghouse for bringing her those chills.
Oh, why is that? See what I'm getting from the brothers?
Good morning. Good morning to the ladies wherever you are in the world. Good morning. Good evening, good afternoon, good night. As we say, the reason for us being here, so we have to give them their praises. Not only one day, but 365 days of the year. To the gentlemen, good morning, Ivor. Cardinal, Leon, Hardly, Dennis, and the men wherever you are in the world, good morning. Good evening, good afternoon, and good night. However, we have, okay, the World Cup is taking center stage, but there's other things that is going on here in the U.S. and in the world. And I'm going to start with the NFL, the games that were played on Thursday, with the Steelers versus the Titans. Steelers winning that 20-16. Coming up tomorrow, and that's going to be over there in Germany. That's at 9:30 a.m. our time. Dolphins will play the Chiefs. I say that game is in Germany. 1 o'clock game is 1 o'clock game is Vikings versus Falcons, Bears versus Saints, Rams versus Packers, Commanders versus Patriots, Ravens versus Seahawks, Buccaneers versus Texans, Cardinals versus the Browns, and at 4:05 is Colts versus the Panthers. 4:25 is the Giants versus the Raiders. Cowboys versus the Eagles. And at 8:20, it is Bills versus the Bengals. And just before that, at 8:15, the Jets versus the Chargers. No, I'm sorry, that's a Monday night game. At 8:15 versus the Chargers. That's what's happening in the NFL. It'll go over to the NBA. And the NBA, today's, we'll deal with what happened yesterday. Yesterday with the Wizards versus the Heat. He came out on top after losing a couple of games. They came out on top there in that encounter. Cavaliers defeated the Pacers 21-16. Back to that Heat game. Sorry, but he came out on top after 21-14. Knicks versus Bucks. Bucks 110 and Knicks 105. The Thunder and the Wizard. The Warriors versus the Thunder. The Warriors 141. Thunder 139. The Nets and the Bulls. The Nets 109. Bulls 107. Grizzly versus Trailblazers. Trailblazers 100 versus the Nuggets. Nuggets 125. Mavericks 1. Today's game, we have the Suns versus 76ers. Hornets versus Pacers. Lakers versus Magic. And the Suns versus 76ers, that's a 1 p.m. game. The Hornets, Pacers, Lakers, Magic, Hawks versus Pelican. Those games start at 7. And at 8 o'clock, you have Celtics versus Nets, Jazz versus Timberwolves, Kings versus Rockets. And at 9 o'clock, we have Bulls versus the Nuggets. So that's what's happening today. And upcoming games for tomorrow is at 3 p.m. is Suns versus Pistons. And at 3:30, Raptors versus Spurs. At 6 o'clock, we have Warriors versus Cavaliers. And at 7:30, Hornets versus Mavericks. And at 9 p.m. is Grizzlies versus Blazers. And we just would like to remind everyone here in the U.S. that we go back to Eastern Standard Time tomorrow morning. We need to set our clock there. To Barclays Premier League, we have one game on tap. That is the early game. And Fulham and they locked in a nil-all tie. 29 minutes of play is gone. At 11 o'clock, yeah. Sam, Manchester City versus Bournemouth. Sheffield United versus Wolves. Burnley versus Crystal Palace. And Everton versus Brighton. So, Everton versus Brighton, Newcastle versus Arsenal at 1:30 for tomorrow's game. At 9 a.m., Nottingham Forest versus Villa. Luton Town versus Liverpool at 11:30. And on Monday, Chelsea will take on Tottenham at 3 p.m. Well, that's what's happening there in the Premier League. Now we have a humdinger of a game that is going on. That game actually ended due to rain. Pakistan came out on top. As I said, I'm bringing up a game. There were some 600 runs scored into that game, Michael. And it's only 25 points. We were just bowling to the second innings. So New Zealand versus Pakistan. I say Pakistan is fighting for their lives to get into the playoff because they have to be starving out, saving out a challenge from Afghanistan. Who's pushing up a gallant fight here. Said New Zealand versus Pakistan. New Zealand, Mama Core 1-6 in their 50 overs. There's Rachin Ravindra getting 100 from 94 balls. That's 15-4-6. Kane Williamson. That's with Captain Kane Williamson is suffering. After injuries, he gets 95 from 79. 10-4 and 2-6s. With 41 going to Glenn Phillips. 39 to Mark Chapman. 35 to Devon Conway, 29 to Darren Mitchell, and 26 not all to Mitchell Shatner. Bowling for Pakistan, Mohammad Wasim got 3-for-6 from 10 with three other bowlers, Ali, Ahmed, and Roth getting a wicket apiece. Now, when Pakistan batted, they were ahead of the run chase in every department that you can think. They are now with rain stop play. As I said, they won via the DLS method. Rain stop play, they are 200-for-1 with Fakhar Zaman getting 126 not out from 81 balls with 8-4s and 11-6s. Keeper Barbara Tam, 66 not out from 63 balls. 6-4s and 2-6s. 201 chasing down a mama. 200-for-1 chasing a mama for win. So as I said, they won 21 runs via the DLS method. The lone wicket went to Tim Southee. He bowled 5 overs. No maiden, 27 runs, 1 wicket. That is a chase there. Now, presently, England is locked in a battle there with Australia. And they seem to be 15 overs gone from the 50. England, 58. At first, Australia made 286 all out. Marcus Labuschagne getting 71. 44 to Steve Smith. 47 to Cameron Green. 35 to Marcus Stoinis, 29 to Adam Zampa. And incidentally, his 29 came from 19 balls, and he has 4-4 in that quick fire, 29 there, 286 all out. Now England are struggling, and I said struggling, I mean, pick up the bowler for England, or Chris Wolf, he bowled 9.3 overs. No maiden, 54 runs, and he got 4 wickets. 2 wickets apiece to Al-Rashid and Mark Wood. Al-Rashid bowled 10 overs, got 2 wickets for 38. And Mark Wood bowled 10 overs, got 2 wickets for 70. Now England are batting, as I said at present. They are 58-for-2, with David Milan, 29 not out. Joe Root gone for 13, and Ben Stoke not out on 12. Michel Stark, 5 overs, no maiden, 29 runs, and 2 wickets. So, as I said, they are in that run chase. Come tomorrow, the big dogs will be playing, which is India and South Africa. And I just have a feeling that it's South Africa bat first there will be a mama total on the board, because that's where it seems their strength is, batting first. Whenever they seem to bat second, they seem to have a problem there. We see heads starting to roll, because over there in Sri Lanka, the secretary has resigned. So we see heads starting to roll in that We now turn to the West Indies Super 50, and we had some great games that were rained out yesterday. West Indies Cricket Academy, that game rained out. Trinidad versus Jamaica. Jamaica was struggling there. That's a no result. That's on Thursday. That's a no result game there. Jamaica 213 for 9 in that game. When rain intervened and play did not continue. See, Lee was beating Barbados. Barbados is making 196. 55 to Sheo, 45 to Boston Chase, 28 to Rashan Primus, 196. Azari Joseph got in 3 for 34 from 9. Aiden Walsh Jr. getting 3 for 43 from 8. There's 2 wickets too. Shane Thomas, 2 for 35 from 8. And Lee was batting Justin Greaves, got 95 not out. And this gentleman, after last ball, could attempt to hit a boundary to make a century, but Lee was only needed a run, and he played the ball for just a one run. Did not make a big heave or anything. Just played the ball one run. Then. So he got 95 not out. 2 went to Terrence Ward, and 21 not out to Aiden Walsh Jr. Bowling for Barbados, Watson Chase getting 4 for 34 from 9 overs. He was the main wicket taker there. As I said, Lee Woods came out on top there. Let's go to local cricket, Ivor. What's happening locally? Tomorrow there will be semifinal in the softball league, with some 4 semifinals being played all over from Palm Beach to Miami. Tomorrow's game. Put your schedule here, Ivor. Pull up the wrong thing. That is tomorrow's game at 9 a.m. They have Florida Cricket Academy versus Miami Lions at Neymar Regional Park North. And at Neymar Regional Park South at 10, Myrtle Grove versus Tufan. And 10, Coconut Creek versus BCC Ignite. That's at Francisco Park North. St. Des versus PCC Googly at Tradewinds Park. Ambassador versus Tropics International at John Prince. Markar versus Palm Beach Gladiators, that's at Central Broad Regional Park 1 and 2. Eagles versus Kendall Star at the Lauderdale Sports Park. Tritons versus Miami Chargers at Mack Brown. St. Lucie versus Bengal Tigers at the Girl Scout Friendship Park up there for St. Lucie at 11. You have TGFL Warriors versus U.S. Cricket Academy. That's up there, John Stretch Park. And at 2:25, you have PBE versus Underdogs at Neymar Regional Park North. So that's what's happening this week at cricket locally. That's where I'm going to take my break. Bow, so Cardinal can come in and greet with many, many fans. And then tell you that Fulham, man, your game is still tied. At nil all, 89 minutes gone into that game, the rival. England, 69 for 2, 16.5 overs. So they seem to, you know, settle down. They are trying to. They can overall this total. Yeah, I was so. I'm gonna say to Cardinal, come on in. Come on, greet your many, many fans. Yes. Manu just scored, it seems like. 5 minutes extra time. He's playing, and Manu might have just scored. They had scored in the first half. It was ruled offside. He was there. So come on in, Cardinal. And to the listeners, we will talk again next week.
Okay. Let me just go ahead and hit this West Indies here again, because we're not in the World Cup, but we will not be forgotten. And Colonel told me, he said last week, it's a good thing. Otherwise, we'll have been humiliated even worse. So let's pick up the West Indies again.
No, but we can't be more humiliated than Sri Lanka playing against India. In the Future Cup, they were bowled out in the final for 50. This time into the World Cup, they were bowled out for 55. So we can't be more humiliated than that. And I think that's why it started to roll now, because in the Asia Cup, they got bowled out for 50, and in the World Cup, they got bowled out for 55. So they didn't see them going anywhere fast.
India's going to rule, boy. I don't know if they're going to wait and do like South Africa, wait until they reach now into the semifinal. Just congratulate them for being the first step into the semis.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes I think you should lose a game along the way, but to lose a game now in the semis or the finals,
yeah,
it's going to be like, wow.
Yeah, yeah. As I said, yeah. I am still thinking that South Africa is the team, the most dangerous team to me, not in their record. South Africa seems they back second. They seem to wear their troubles are. But
and India does better when they bat in second, because we have King Kohli, the greatest chaser of all time. So, if you have liquor and you want a chaser, call Kohli. This is how long time it'll take to come in. Let me play this song here, because I'm going to tell you what he said in a minute.
West Indies!
You hear his voice? They're trying to come in here, because I said I'm going to tell you what he said. Is that long time you call him, you know? Since 5 minutes, but you turn over the thing to him.
David, good morning. Good morning, I'm happy that you came in this morning and you said what you had to say, and you put the, what all these people said. You hit the nail on the head, and all people got a lot of things to say. All people got a lot of things to say, but
you don't realize that how David said that you're a big bad man, you know. This morning in the sports, you didn't realize. David told me last night, what's Cardinal all by himself? Tomorrow, he going to take on the Browns. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of Browns.
He said it a while ago. I said, you really going to say Cardinal going to take all the bones tomorrow?
Oh, you know,
he said, you taking down the bones.
Oh, yeah.
I said, the keeper and David Cardinal. One man against the world.
He may have a lot of bronze, but I victim all directions. West, north, and south. So,
but you know what I like about David?
You can't go anywhere squall. Without my permission.
David took me to squall. I committed something. You see, he told Baba to throw me in the dungeon. And when I commit this sin, he told me, he said, the only cardinal know. But that is a cardinal sin. We're going to be cardinal the sin.
I David could have do you a favor and tell Baba put you in the dog house, but he said he didn't want to upset the dog, so.
Anyway, I'm glad you take this in. You take the cardinal sin. So, thank you, David. So he took a prayer for me.
Okay, gentlemen. All right, that's it. You know, last week, Cardinal, I just wanted to apologize that you probably was calling me, but my niece and I expecting her to come back here this morning was had me, you know, distracted for a while there because she came to pick up a piece of equipment at the house and she couldn't find something, so she had me in the garage searching down, looking for it. So I know you had probably called me back when you get on here, but, you know, I was sort of distracted, so I just wanted to apologize for that.
Yeah, we understand. You know, is it good that Ivan didn't recognize it because he would have tried to put something else in the past? Okay.
Kind of the sons are waiting.
This
guy who come via Sunday Point from St. Kitts, they said they're waiting.
Yes.
But don't forget 7-1. I wanted to give 7-1 a big shout out. Because that's a good number. 7-1.
Did I hear Donna just now?
No, you didn't hear Donna. Donna said she didn't want to talk to neither you nor David today, so the Murchis was the only one who represented thing. She said, no, the cookie too sweet. Say those guys they're too biblical for me. One is David, one is Cardinal. I'm not mixing up on a Sabbath.
I'm
only messenger, don't shoot me.
Okay. I just wanted to ask Dana if she's gonna come over to my side now and support South Africa and put a good word in for South Africa. Because I noticed that last time she put a good word in for Guyana, they won the trophy. So I was trying to invite Dana's magic so that she can boost South Africa to win the trophy. But she was already back in New Zealand, and she was already hoping that New Zealand would win. So I was trying to see if I could, you know, kind of convince her. After New Zealand lost to Australia, did they? Yeah. I was trying to see if she could come over to my side and bring some of her magic to inject into South Africa, you know.
How can we have some confidence in Donna in can predict all these things to this big-time prognosticator? But when I tell you what she said about you and David and the biodynamics, you want to run away from that path.
Yeah, we got to do what's important.
I know Donna is going to cover just like Lynette the other day came and said she didn't give you no message to carry. I know Donna is gonna come and take you on.
Okay, we'll wait and see.
Good morning, David.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Matrice.
Hi, Matrice. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
No, she wants to represent Donna now. Because she was there when Donna was telling me these things. But you're going to tell me it wasn't in that context in which it was there.
That's way above my pay grade, so I enter in that scenario.
Thank you very much. Your star witness didn't support you.
The Manu Fulham game is over. Manu came on, out on top, won the, they scored an extra time, it seems.
Yeah. Well, what Liverpool have to say there concerning Chelsea? Because I haven't heard Omel send a message to Fulham in quite a while, Cardinal. What's going on with that?
Liverpool is playing good. Liverpool is playing well.
You know.
Oh, yeah?
Omel is probably waiting until we and send out this challenge about how good Chelsea is.
Anyway,
gonna say you want to back a good team, back Liverpool. But
I tired Carl Fulham to say something to you all. I tired Carl, but I don't know if she gonna say to you guys what she said to me. But she said she normally come at 11 o'clock, but she want to give David a piece of her mind before he leaves. Oh, talk of the devil. Is that... Wait, that's the imps? Linda, tell David where
you are. You know something?
Hello, good morning. Good morning, Mercury East and David and Ferdinand and the troublemaker. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
Well, listen, I say good morning to me. You say good morning to David twice. And
you told me. This is what Lynette told me. I asked Lynette, why is it that you're always giving Ivor a piece of your mind? He said, because I hope that giving him a piece of my mind will make him a little bit more like us. But I said, don't you see that it's not working? By the time you're done, Ivor gonna have all your mind and you ain't gonna learn.
That's not what Lina told you, know. You're iron. You like to put on.
I agree with you. Oh, my goodness.
You heard Lina,
there you go. Lina, don't tell me what I heard. He put it on. He didn't. You didn't do a piece. I don't know where mine and all them things come in. When you say you're going to give, I don't know where mine come in. I heard it's a piece. You're going to give me peace?
Anyway, I called early because I heard David say he was helping his wife. Was he looking for the Christmas decoration?
No. It's not my niece. She go. I thought it was your wife you were helping.
I said, oh, that's the David.
No, my niece, she came in last week and while I was on the air, so she was looking for something in the garage and couldn't find it, so I had to...
Oh, I thought with your wife, how you're looking for the Christmas ornament.
Linda, you're good. Linda, you turn out the wrong good. Linda, God, they say.
But anyway, you're still good.
David be helping somebody else and not his wife? Linda, say, how can David help somebody else and not his wife? She come say, he thought you were helping your wife. Linda, you good.
But it doesn't matter. He was helping out the lady. That's good. That's all good.
But the custom said, how can he help somebody else and not his wife?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we are getting the troublemaker. Okay, stand aside.
Yeah. You know it, Linda. You know he's always going to be twisting something around and...
Yes, we know that.
Bringing the wrong
David, I go in straight and I stay straight. I don't twist nothing.
Wow.
I don't do no twist. You know what it is? Do the twist. Let's do the twist. No. Cardinal, your fans are waiting. They're typing here and saying, why isn't Cardinal calling our names?
Because I was taking it off. All the ear.
Marcus, you're supposed to be at my front. I mean, at my side, not Marcus. Come on.
Walking up all the ear, Marcus. And then want to ask by other people.
Marcus, you're trying to walk up something, you know. You're trying to walk up something.
Eh?
Anyway, thank you.
Imagine that. So coming up, talking up all the ear and then wondering why other people aren't breathing. Come on. Give it to him again, Marcus. Give it to him, let somebody else. Good morning. You understand now? I guess the special fans understand how much they mean. You see how much is create up things here just now? That's what the special fans do. So let me say good morning. Let me start by saying good morning to all the fans and then say good morning to those special fans who like Marcus. Put things in their proper place. Good morning to you up there in New York. Much is Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Ladybug. They keep us going. They keep us, you know, keep the wheels turning and make sure that we have them well-oiled and well-greased so that we can present a great show for you. I'm going to go on over to St. Martin, where I'm going to say good morning to Irma Thompson and Carlos over there in St. Martin with all the other fans. And I think somebody is trying to pinpoint Irma with a number, and I think Irma does, as I already said, look, that's not my number. Good morning, Irma. So you're probably going to need to come out and defend yourself. But in any event, with all the nice weather we're having here, with all the rain, yes, the heat is still, you're having a great time over there in St. Martin. You know, you people like to celebrate and party. Continue to do that. Enjoy life while it's here. I'm going to go on over to St. Kitts, where I'm going to say good morning to Lynette. You heard her already this morning. And as usual, I've got to force herself to protect herself against Ivor. That's why she continues to give him a piece of her mind. That's why she said. Good morning. Lynette.
The only person give me peace is Lynette. Stop it.
Let me step across to Nevis. I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renfro Dua. He's out there at 2020 Vision Radio. And especially to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. Good morning to him. And I'll also say good morning to my classmates for the class of 1972, Charleston Secondary School, in particular to my friend, my good brother, Earl Sargent over there, constant listener to our program. I'm going to go on across the UK and say good morning to Omel. And Omel will be excited now because Liverpool, as David indicated, is doing great. She's not expecting any challenge from Chelsea and Leon. But we're going to hear from her sooner or later. Good morning, Omel. Good morning, Michelle. Michelle is standing by for her calypso. I'm going to come across the channel. I'm going to say good morning to the people in Fort Lauderdale, particularly to Elimat, King Elimat, that is. Hoping that the brother is doing well. We know that he is because our good friend Katna stays in touch. Hey, look, brother. I'm going to say good morning to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany. My brother, Malik, little sister, Tanaya. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on down to the southwest. Yeah, I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Jerome Cutner Richardson. And guess what? Cutner started off November. Cutner's birthday was Wednesday, November 1st. Good morning, Cutner. And I know Cutner is going to wait for a happy birthday greeting from his favorite flavor, peppermint. You don't have to say who that is. Good morning, Cutner. I hope you're listening, because you're going to get your greetings from your favorite flavor, peppermint. And let me say, before I get on anybody's case, Cutner, Jerome, Cutner Richardson, comes to you that way by way of Sandy. Happy birthday, Cutner. I'm going to move on up to Georgia, where I'm going to say good morning to Monique, Eva, and Barbara. Quiet season over there in Georgia. Seems not hearing a lot of shout. They're enjoying the weather as well. Cool enough. And, you know, David could tell us who parties that if he gets to. Good morning, David, Barbara, Monique. Hoping that you're having a great time today. And if you are listening to us at this time, you will be. I'm going to go over to Melbourne. I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister. Yvonne. Not to be the happiest of days for Yvonne. She's, you know, lost a dear friend at the funeral. But, you know, she's kind of still upbeat and cheery. That's the way she is. Big grin on her face. Good morning, Yvonne. me see you over there listening, hoping that you have a great day today. And finally, I'm going to say good morning to Kathleen. Well, the inspirational hour is her favorite part of the show. But, you know, with that start, she's going to be listening to the rest of the show. The rest of you should be, because Ivan's got a great show coming up for you. Speak real life. Back to you, Ivan.
Okay, well, thank you for that. And I don't know, I was supposed to play a special song for Kathleen this morning, and it was nowhere to be found. So my both hands are up. Kathleen, I didn't do it, so I can tell you. Anyway, the program director told me that we have to suspend the Antigua care because Christmas is just around the corner. And Omel and Michelle said they don't want to wait until 11 o'clock to wine. That one there in New York, who says she's the original creator and the original dancer, because that's what she does when she work. When she listens, she walk around the kitchen, and I come and give her one little piece of this and one piece of that, and all of a sudden this woman and Michelle had me nicely told off and put me in my place. So for that, we're going to do this right now. So if you have, put Jenny Craig one side, because we're going down the road.
Well, it's no it's all me, it's you. Festival medley. Jam session must be nice. And we are a party from country to town. Gotcha. Wait, I hear in a band. Nobody hold me, it's party in the land. boy better clear the tongue. Understand? I don't want no confusion. And if you think I'm joking, or I'm just thinking, when you feel the whole town shaking, you gonna think I got it. He control the whole area.
Hi.
Hey, picking up the ISIS brass. Queen City, we love you.
nothing and no one is gonna stop the culture I'm at this year. So let us jump on wine. Nothing or no one is gonna stop the Culturama this year. So let us jump and wine for Culturama 25. Sing with me. La 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 la.
Isn't that weary?
boy. I tell you. That's the core band out of Nevis, ladies and gentlemen.
So, happy birthday to you.
Just take care of my Ruby son.
Happy birthday.
My lovely. Happy birthday to us together.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy
birthday to you. All right, events based on this date, Mr. Cardinal Mills, come on in.
Yes, good morning to you. And this is November 4th. We are already traveling into November. And it's the 308th day of 2023. Now, out of these are the birthdays, anniversaries and historical notes for today. Compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Out of Australia, it is the birthday of Rodney Marsh, John Hastings, Olivia Magno, Bill Stanley. Out of Pakistan, it is the birthday of Asif Mutaba, Khalid Latif, Sadia Yusuf, Shaquille Ahmad, Waqas Masood. Out of the USA, Jaskaran Malhotra, Saurabh Verma. Out of New Zealand, Jeff Vivian, Lee German. Out of the West Indies, David Williams, Roland Greaves. He's out of St. Vincent. Out of England, Alan Jones. Out of Afghanistan, Hasmatala Shad Sahili. Out of Nigeria, Daniel Jim. Out of Bulgaria, Rohit Deeman. Out of and Robin Brown. Okay. Will Rogers, the American humorist and actor, was born in 1879. Harry Ferguson, the inventor of the modern tractor. Oh, you remember when we used to see Massey Ferguson tractors? That's the guy they used to name. Of the modern tractor. He was born in 1884. The American Walter Cronkite, broadcast journalist and news anchor from CBS News. You remember him. Doris Roberts, actress from Everybody Loves Raymond. Loretta Swift, an American actress. She was featured in the series called MASH. She's 86. Former U.S. First Lady Laura Bush is 77. Comedian Kathy Griffin is 63. Movie actor Matthew McConaughey, he's 54. Sean Puffy Combs, the rapper, he's also 54. American singer George Huff Jr., he's 43. And starting off the thing is Mr. His birthday is today, but he started off the month. November 1st, Jerome Kuttner Richardson comes to you by way of Sandy Point. Now, in 1520, the Christian II, the crown king of Denmark, Sweden, and Norway, which is his birthday, 1841, the first wagon train arrives in California. You remember that story we used to hear about the wagon trains traveling across the country, going west over to California to find gold? All the books you read from Western books and movies that we saw. Okay, yeah, the first one came from Missouri, headed across the Sierra Nevada mountains and arrived in California on November 4th, 1841. In 1846, American inventor Benjamin Palmer from Meredith, New Hampshire, patents the artificial leg. In 1873, dentist John Beers of San Francisco patents the gold crown. In 1879, African-American abolitionist and inventor Thomas Elkins patents the refrigerating apparatus. He's in there again. 1904, the first stadium built specifically for football, the Harvard Stadium, was built in Boston, Massachusetts. In 1921, Japanese Prime Minister Takashi is assassinated by a right-wing fanatic in Tokyo. In 1922, Howard Carter rediscovers the Inca tomb of the pharaoh Tutankhamun in Egypt. In 1929, Richard Byrd and Lawrence McKinley Gould and the polar expedition team begin a 2.5-month 1,500-mile-long dog sled journey into the Queen Maud Mountain, the first expedition of the interior of Antarctica. That's way down under. Past Australia, that is. 1939, the first air-conditioned automobile, the Packard, was exhibited in Chicago, Illinois. In 1965, Cy Young, an American Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher, dies of a heart attack at the age of 88. I think there's an award that's named after him in baseball. In 1995, Yitzhak Rabin, two-time Prime Minister of Israel, was assassinated by Yigal Amir at the age of 73. It is said that Rabin was too friendly towards the idea of bolstering a peace between Israel and Palestine. So somebody murdered him. But you know, the suspicion is that Yigal Amir was the trigger man or whatever they call it. But he was not the only one involved. But he took the fall. In 1997, George Chambers, the Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, dies at the age of 69. In 1999, Malcolm Marshall, the West Indian cricket fast bowler, 81 tests, 376 wickets, died on November 4th from colon cancer at the age of 41. Still a youngster. In 2008, Barack Obama, on November 4th, becomes the first African-American to be elected president of the United States, defeating Republican candidate John McCain. Those are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes of today, November 4th, 2020.
Again, I want to say happy birthday to Mr. Cutner Jerome Richardson, coming to you by way of Sandy Point. Made a birthday on November 1st. As a matter of fact, he started off. So he sends his love to, what do you say, peppermint and niceness. I forget all this kind of stuff there.
But hello, can I cut in here to say happy birthday?
You want to say happy birthday alongside Cardinal? I mean, Jerome Cutner Richardson, we too want to say happy birthday to Antigua and Barbuda. What coffee got going there? Lynette, that sounds like you. Let me mute.
And I think Dominica also Vincent celebrate independence on the 3rd, yesterday. I'm not sure which one, but I think it's coming up. You know, I don't follow my things. I'm paying too much attention to them. But since you're going to let me remind you.
Yes, sir.
The fans might want to hear.
We go ahead and jump in and say Happy Independence to Dominica, the Commonwealth of Dominica as well. So it is what it is. Whether they act independently of any other nation, independently of themselves, the fact is that that honor has been bestowed upon them. But let's see what Calypso Joe has to say, because in as much as we are acknowledging independence, we have some work to do.
One nation, one people, one love. Country's name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We contribute so easily to our nation's downfall. Oh, me, oh, my, you're not patriotic at all. Brother, it's fighting together, not among one another. It's the only war we wage. Only sober decisions before we have come of age. Every citizen to the cause of justice must rise.
Trying to mold. Maybe God have to come to the conference table and bring some peace. You have station 4. So let's hear your come out. Come on.
Of course. Well, as you heard earlier, today is what, the 15th anniversary of the first. Okay, let me just start by saying, on November 4th, 2008, that is 15 years ago, Barack Obama won the presidential elections in the United States. Now, in the United States and all around the world, people in general, and black people in particular, erupted in resounding celebration. Now, I myself was sitting and wondering, what was all the hoopla about? But later I realized that all the cheering and shouting were not inspired by the same cause. That is why I was a little confused. Because some of it was because this was the first African-American to become the president of the United States, the commander-in-chief of the so-called greatest nation in the world. For some, Barack Obama had accomplished the impossible. After all, it was well established, particularly within the white collective, that a black man could not become president of the United States, not even in God's lifetime. And for some, it was a representation that America had leaped over the final hurdle to prove and confirm that it had transcended its racist origin. And then, commingled with all the screaming, cheering, and shouting was the agonizing shriek of those who thought that this was the beginning of the end of white supremacy and the privileges that it offered. This shriek was hardly distinguishable from all the rest of the shouting and cheering. So it was not an easy question to ask, for me to ask, what was the hoopla about? Because hoopla was about a lot of things. But my question now is the same as my question then. What does it mean for the circumstances, the social circumstances, black people? I expect that the answer to that question would be as varied as the reasons for shouting and cheering the black presidency. So I ask more specifically, would it mean that we, who are not members of the privileged group, would no longer have to navigate a social construct that incorporates the mechanics of our dehumanization? The life-ending experience of people like Sandra Bland, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, Elijah McCain, and the many others whom you and I know about, answers that question one way. The election of an openly racist president following the end of Obama's term provides additional substance to that answer. Now, fast forward to 15 years later, and here we are witnessing a brutal military assault on the civil population of the Palestinian people by the state of Israel. Now, bear in mind, America is Israel's strongest ally and supporter, and also its military benefactor, which means America provides funding, equipment, and training to Israel's military. And it has, through its president, current president, fully declared that we're going to stand by Israel, and has even generated support in the form of military equipment being brought closer to Israel in the event that what they have may run out. Now, the atrocities that identify this assault on the Palestinians are unspeakable, reprehensible, no doubt. No, there's no question of ethnic cleansing and genocide, no question of crimes against humanity. And all of these things are factors to which the leaders of America claim to take strong exception. I guess Israel is the exception to that rule. Yet, the current president of the U.S. and Barack Obama's vice president could, in the face of these atrocities, could only recite the usual refrain, Israel has the right to defend itself, nothing more. Nothing about the atrocities that should be stopped. Nothing about the repetition of a campaign of terrorism against an unarmed people, civilians, women, children, old people, sick people who are not engaged in a war and who have not been prepared to defend themselves against war. Our president of the United States has said nothing about that. So the campaign of genocide continues under the watchful gaze of the United States. Now, some 10 years ago, Obama made his position clear that the Palestinian people have the right of self-determination, intimating that Palestinian people have the right to be free of the imposition of the State of Israel, as it has been the case for the last 75 years. My question is, would Barack Obama be able to make this statement as President of the United States? Of course, if he did, he would have been called the anti-Semitic president. Even as the group that called itself Jews for Justice vehemently condemns these atrocities and are organizing protests against them, because these activities sustain fascism, Nazism, for which the Germans under Adolf Hitler were condemned, apartheid, a practice that is best associated with South Africa when it disenfranchised 24 million people to the benefit of 5 million white people. And other mechanics of white supremacy. The bombardment of Gaza may shock the human conscience, but it does not change the American agenda and its policy towards the State of Israel. The black president would have had no choice but to follow the script.
Oh man, Seba, that came out there by accident, though.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm just, anybody got any thoughts, comments? I'm inviting those.
Our statements and actions show clearly we are surely drifting in the wrong direction. Preachers preaching but we don't hear. While they're preaching but we don't care. If our dream is to reach realization, got to have solid foundation to belong. If our dream is to be one people, proud and free, we got to have
one
what we need. It's extremely important in our society. Sister, brother, shake a hand and sing. Life is all not fun and fun. So when the bad times come, the spirit of friendship must live on. On and on. The good times won't always roll. When hard times arrive, we need
one love.
We need
one love.
Mankind has got to have it if man is to survive.
One love.
Good times don't always roll when turbulence arrives.
One.
Yes, indeed. We need love. We need one love. That's the King's short shirt out of Antigua and Barbuda. And again, yes, it's the day or the date in which President Barack Obama was inaugurated for the first time. A man of color. They couldn't be done. But Crazy sang the song. He said, in time to come, the United States would have a black president. And we saw that. But Colonel, I'm agreeing with you 100%. Don't apologize, you know, in case we would have made a little hiccup along the way there, you know, which is getting to these systems. First case, we would have thought a little something. Yeah, but we're back on track. But, you know, I don't understand why people want to continue with the lie that we were told when we were very little. Man discovering people until they discover the land, the Indians, and Lynette, you're working in your kitchen. Is it Lynette or is it Mortress? I can hear some. No, it's not Mortress. So, is that you, Colonel? Okay, well, just you and I have an open mic here right now.
Okay.
Okay, so we got it covered. Like I was saying here, I say when they're human, it doesn't matter whether you're black, pink, brown, blue eyes, white eyes, brown, I don't care what. A light is a light. And do not look at people as if they're just, because they brought this to me one time, and I'm going to stay with me as long as my memory serves. I asked you a real question. And to me, it was a question that, after you gave me the answer in a question form, I thought I should have known. I asked you nice and easy, when they had all these white cops killing these black persons, we had a conversation. And I turned to you and asked you, as a brother with all this sincerity in my heart, do you really feel that these guys sleep well at night when they really get up and they kill these people, just shoot them? And I'll just say, like the Israelites, then just going and just, I see some video there where they're just handcuffing women, kids, and throwing them down in a pit and shooting them. And I'm asking the same question that I'd asked you then, that I should know the answer. And you've given me the answer in a question form. I say, you really think that these fellows really, really sleep well at night and they feel good they're doing that? And you ask me a simple question. He said, Ivor, do you feel bad when you see a cockroach run across your house and you mash it and kill it? I said, no, I'd rather kill the cockroach. He said, well, that's exactly how they feel. And today, I still believe that the people who are not doing the killing are feeling that way, because I hear even pastors here telling that Israelis are right to just shoot down human beings, women and kids. And they have that right to defend themselves. You defend yourself by going and just kill people at random. And again, they see them as cockroaches. So they sleep well. And to me, that is wrong and bad in God's eyesight, and not no God. I'm not pretending to be biblical either, but my conscience and common sense is telling me that it is wrong. You can't give no life, so what the heck you going to go take a life? And it's just like you said, even with hanging, if a person is not absolutely guilty of something, how many times they would have killed the wrong people to hang them? How many times people spend 40, 50 years in jail for not committing a crime? What if the person were to be hung, you take away their life? As a matter of fact, you would have taken away their lives to spend 40 years just behind bars, unless that's the place they wanted to be and they were most comfortable there. But I can't see anybody who liberty being taken away. I'm going to tell you. But it's okay. Only the Uncle Tom then would say, where is there a better place than this? So, folks told me, ask the question if you were going to talk about the atrocities that's going on between the Palestinians and Israelites, and I would have hoped that they would have come too. And Jay and I had that conversation too. I tried to get him on the phone, but apparently he maybe is at work. So Peter was concerned and wanted to lend his voice to this. I think the cricket is a little gripping. We would have lost Dennis along the way. Leon is still there, but I guess he's with the cricket. But Stokes seems as if he wants to at least get a century in this World Cup. But they still have a mountain to climb at this time, if I can bring a little cricket bit. I think they require over 8 runs and over. With 4 wickets down, it can still be done if they're playing 2020 cricket. They have enough wickets in hand. But I'm just saying that maybe that's why we're not hearing from them at this time. But nonetheless, like Colonel Rule always said, co-host, you can bring your conversation and bring whatever. Once it's within broadcast standard, you would be heard. But Lynette just came out to say hello to David, and she didn't tell us anything that's going on in the Leeward Islands, because that's our roving reporter back there. Now she's calling on Admiral, you hang up. You have to have a 3-hour meeting.
I think Lynette just got dropped.
I was thinking that you dropped her. Okay. It's not yourself. Forget the meeting then.
Anyway, okay. The thing is that, and probably Mortis would bear me out on this because of her training and stuff like that. I was talking to a friend of mine a few days ago, and she said to me, Cardinal, no man is qualified to hold dominion over another man.
Mm-hmm.
But that has been the premise on which we have lived over the last maybe 6 centuries, I could say. The Europeans came out of Europe and asserted dominion over the land and people of the Caribbean, the people of North and South America, and claimed these lands as theirs. You know, I mean, what kind of character? And when I say character, I'm talking about spiritual character. I'm talking about psychological character. And let me say by this time that I use those two terms interchangeably. What is the nature of the spirit of a people who would assert the right to hold dominion over another people and said, God gave them the authority to do it? And we believe that because that's what we were taught over the years. That's why we accepted this proposition of being endowed with independence. They gave it to us. You can't give me nothing. If I accept that you give me something that is already mine, I'm devaluing myself. If you steal my bike and then you bring it back to me and say, I'm giving you a gift, and I really think that you're giving me a gift, I'm devaluing myself. I'm discrediting myself. If I can't tell you what, if I went around and say, oh, you give me a bike, and I'm so happy that you give me a bike, when the bike was mine in the first place. How could I? Where is my sense of humanity? Where is my human consciousness and intelligence? If someone orchestrates the circumstances that puts me in a state of destitution, and then turn around and tell me, because I survived the destitution, they come on and tell me, you got to be grateful to me, because if I didn't put you in a state of destitution, you wouldn't have so much. You wouldn't be civilized. How could I accept that with an operative human consciousness and intelligence. So that's what we do. We thank God for the atrocities of the superior race. And that's exactly what's happening over there. That's exactly what we're doing when we say we support what Israel is doing to the Palestinians. The same thing was done to us, and we became thankful to our oppressors. We became thankful to those who orchestrated our atrocities against us. And we became grateful for their control. And when they gave us something, which is not fully what we are entitled to, we become thankful and grateful to them. That's discrediting us. That's denying our claim to a human identity. Because if we know, if we acknowledge ourselves in the fullness of our human identity, you know, you would know that they can't give you nothing. There's nothing that they can give you. So why are we accepting from them and embracing what they give us after the circumstances of destitution that they put us in and we survived? Rather than be grateful to the strength that the Creator has given us to enable us to survive, we are thanking them for their benevolence, their independence, their civil rights, their emancipation. They didn't give us anything. And still, they have not repaired the injury. They have done nothing to repair the injury that they have inflicted on us. And we are doing nothing to repair it if we sit here and say, I'm thankful for the independence that you have given me. You know who had independence? Haiti had independence. Haiti crafted its own independence. And you see what they did? They demolished Haiti. If you are so happy about giving the people that you injured independence, well, why aren't you happy with those who have acquired their independence before you gave it to them? They turned around, they demolished Haiti. Cuba crafted its own independence. And they have Cuba isolated with their embargo and all that kind of stuff. And these people claim themselves the leaders of the free world, the architects of human civilization. They sit up there and proudly call themselves that. And we sit down and watch them and listen to it and agree. Which means we are agreeing that they have the right to dehumanize the human collective. That's what we do. That's what we do when we go out to tell them, oh, yeah, your democracy guarantees freedom. We agree with that. When we agree with that, we are discrediting our own human identity. We are discrediting the theory that we were created in the image and likeness of God. And we subscribe to the theory that we were created by their sociocultural structure. So they got the right to do with us whatever they please. And for those people who are Christians, that's not what Jesus was talking about. Jesus tell them straight up, look, your authority did not create me. I owe you no allegiance. That's what he said. That's what I understand Jesus to teach. But Christianity taught something else. You see? So there's a little bit of conflict there in terms of what I believe and what Christianity teaches. So, and you know, I recognize the conflict. But I don't see why there should be a conflict in someone telling me I am human because I was created in the image and likeness of God, and then turn around and tell me God gives somebody else the authority to monitor me, to have dominion over me. Because why? He did not create me, but he didn't give the measure of intelligence by which I could, you know, manage myself and my own affairs, which means God shall change me. That's the message I get from people who support these atrocities and the condition, the social circumstances which we are forced to navigate. They were not circumstances created by us. They are circumstances created by people who thought they had dominion over us and claimed this dominion in the name of God. How could we support a God like that? We don't think that God was gracious enough to us in our creation to offer us the intelligence and consciousness to govern ourselves.
Okay. All right, let's hear from Lynette. I guess she's the reporter for the Leeward Islands there. She's just calling. Come on in.
Hello. Good morning again.
Yes.
I wanted to say happy birthday when Karen was giving out the birthdays to my favorite and only sister, Gloria Gray, over in Canada. She's celebrating her birthday tomorrow. And we are rejoicing and giving a lot of thanks and praise that she was able to live to see another one. So we just have to give thanks. Hello?
Yes,
blame him for following at that time.
Say it again.
I said, blame him for not allowing you to say happy birthday to...
Oh, that's okay. Well, No. I blame the person who muted me.
The
person who heard a cock crowing in the background muted my phone.
Oh.
Okay. Marches, you're still here, Marches. Anyway, so I had to... come on and come back on in order to get back in because the phone is muted all the time.
Okay.
And let me say happy birthday to Cotton as well. I didn't. It's only after I realized that it was his birthday earlier. So happy birthday to him. And also happy birthday to Ruthlyn Hill, my friend over there from Nevis over there in Fort Lauderdale. Today is her birthday as well.
Oh. Ruthlyn Hill Brown, okay, Brown Hill, whichever one it is.
Yes, Brown Hill. Brown Hill, Brown, she made me.
Yeah, we have Brown Hill in Nevis, don't worry.
In the old days, we used to say Brown Hill.
Yeah.
she's a
Brown Hill. She's a Brown Hill.
I always want to go on Brown Hill.
So, where we go over.
You ever been in Brown Hill, Cardinal?
Yeah, we play cricket over in Brown Hill.
Oh, so you're beating balls in Brown Hill?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we go Brown Hill to play cricket, man.
Okay, I got you. Beat balls in Brown Hill. Ruthlyn, happy birthday to Miss Bonehill. Marjorie, we're coming to the end of the program here. Anything to the folks? Say that some kind you were wearing some stuff in New York while we're experiencing the cold in my neck of the woods.
We're experiencing the cold too, but it's not cold as a couple of days ago. So we're grateful for that. But everyone, have a good day and enjoy whatever weather you have, because that's the nature of life. You have to go through whatever it is that is presented to you. So enjoy it the best way you can. And have a good Saturday. And Stay safe.
Okay, thank you for that. Colonel, we are on our way out because we have to play our pledge that I was told. King Charter have to sing our pledge. So, I'm going to give you your goodbyes, and it's all of 7 minutes long, so.
Oh, okay. I was looking at nine. Anyway.
The pledge is 7 minutes long.
Oh, okay. Let me say it was great to share this medium and share my thoughts and the music and the inspiration with all our fans, friends, and supporters out there. And we appreciate your presence here. At least, you know, we know that we want to hold a great show for your enjoyment, for your entertainment, for your education, for your enlightenment. And we are hoping that you will be back here with us next Saturday, because I will be. I appreciate your attendance. Until then, I hope that you have a wonderful week. Enjoy whatever weather comes to you. It's nice and hot here in the Caribbean. That's what you're supposed to say. Nice and hot with a little bit of rain. Until then, have a great week, and we'll catch up on the weekend at the next episode of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Have a great one.
I have Lynette on your way out. You can say your goodbyes.
I will.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Can I just say something? I'd like to let Kuttner Peppermint sends her love.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Okay, you're welcome. All right. Linda's on your way out.
Yes, and make sure you tell Kuttner that I said happy birthday.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know, in same case, I didn't tell you what's happening here, but we're nice and sunny with a little breeze, which is okay. A little cooler in the night, which I'm happy about. We're still having the young people won't behave. I don't even want to talk about it, but it's just disgusting. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, we are good. We are all right.
Okay.
We just have to keep on praying for the young people.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. And let's see if we have Leon for the last time. You know, he's up behind the cricket there. Where is he? Leon. Yes, Leon, are you with us?
Oh, and I didn't say morning to Kathleen. I forgot. Oh, my goodness. Kathleen, good morning.
Well, anyway, that was what you told me. Anyway. Let's go ahead and close on out here. Let me say thanks to all who came through this morning. Up of the prayer, we had Leon, and we had Barbara. We had Stephanie who was on, but she was not audible. So no need to worry, though. Not that she's hospitalized, sick or something. So we don't folks who expect to hear a voice. She was still around, but, you know, the weather gets in the way. So let's go ahead and thank Leon for coming through also. Dennis was on. We didn't hear from him. Donna got busy today. So thank you, Matrice, Leonard Cardinal. And
you're welcome.
That, we hope we did justice to Omen and Michelle over there in the UK. And Matrice also said, well, she's the originator of Rum, Dance, and Walk Up. But I was told we have to play our pledge by King Charter. So one hour at 4 o'clock. Okay?
after hundreds of years of slavery and colonialist domination. We are now politically free in an independent nation. The dreams of our forefathers have finally come true, and the battle that they have fought are now benefiting me and you.
Never see them decrease throughout.
But folks, well, don't forget to turn your clock. That's 1 hour. We would be on a different time zone to those in the Eastern Caribbean. So with that being said, we are ending this show pronto. May the rest of the day be the very best of your day.